first, I mean, Ben and Brian and Chris and Master, I think Master's not on yet, but Matt, I appreciate you all taking the time, jumping on the phone. I'm calling in from downtown into meeting. So I just really first just appreciate you taking the time to get on the phone. And again, also just thanks for all your support kind of along the way. And I look forward to working with you all as we go forward. And so it's just, I think everyone got the press release that was sent out earlier. I'm truly excited. I'm honored. I'm humbled. And it's, you know, I'm just really looking forward to help, really to continually to create an environment with our employees where we can bring out the best in each and every employee, set a wonderful vision, and where people really look forward and are excited to come into work, you know, every day. And then ultimately, by doing those things, that we can bring our first Lombardi Trophy to the state of Minnesota for all the great fans here. So it may be easier, Jeff, if people just, if they want to.
Yeah, just give, you know, just give us, you know, who's asking the question and ask away.
Kevin, it's... Go ahead, Kevin. Kevin, it's Brian here. Just really in general, what, how do your duties change, and how do you want to take your responsibilities and sort of maybe shape the franchise a little bit differently now?
Well, I think, you know, from a clear reporting structure, you know, nothing has changed from that standpoint. You know, Mark Wolf is still our president and owner. Ziggy is still the chairman and owner, and Lenny Wolf is still the vice chairman and owner. So I just think that you know, if you ask me, my two main goals, kind of what I just alluded to a couple minutes ago, are number one is to really create an environment, you know, build upon what's already been established. We have some absolutely talented people in the Vikings organization in all departments. You know, in every department. I've been blessed to be there for 10 years. So, you know, I've worked arm in arm and shoulder and hand in hand with, you know, everyone there. So I know exactly what each and every person brings to the table. So if I had two, you know, main goals, I just wanted to make sure I crystallized those. One, as I said, was just to create an environment where every employee feels valued, and also where they are provided with the resources, whether that's communication, whether that's accountability, whether that's actual technical resources or financial resources to do what they need to do to be able to perform at the highest level. Because if all the employees are performing at the highest level and maximizing their resources, then the organization is going to perform at a high level. That's number one. And then number two is to where people truly are excited every day about coming to work at Winter Park, where they truly love their jobs because they have a voice in what we're doing, and they work hard, they're rewarded, and they can see where their hard work is paying off. So, you know, I just want to just help set the vision with the senior management and with ownership, and just to continually build a first-class business operation and do all that we possibly can do. And as I said, you know, the ultimate goal has to be for everyone involved to win a world championship.
Kevin, Chris Thomason here. I was talking to John Wooten earlier today about the move, and you're already the highest ranking African-American NFL executive on the business side. He said he called it another key step for diversity hiring in terms of his organization. Do you feel that way at all as well?
Well, you know, one thing also, you know, Mr. Wooten is a person I have great admiration and respect for what he does on a daily basis. And it's individuals like him that really help kind of set the tone and make professional sports and, you know, and the NFL just the place that it is to work. I mean, he, you know, his kind of the theme of the Fritz Pollard Alliance is we drink from wells that we did not dig. And so he's constantly reminding everyone involved, regardless of your race, color, creed, or background, that we're all so fortunate to be able to work in an environment and to really, you know, drink from wells that we didn't dig. So, you know, Mr. Wooten, I appreciate everything he's done. And I know, you know, his heart is always in the right place. I know he believes in diversity, and I know he feels very strongly that, you know, diversity is needed in all organizations, but especially in pro sports. And so I'm just very appreciative of all of his encouragement and words of wisdom words of wisdom over the years that he's provided, you know, to me. And, you know, as things evolve, you just hope that people get to the point that, you know, they see you for the talent and your work ethic and vision that you bring, and not necessarily for the color of your skin. But it's ironic that this is Black History Month, and you know, we're still breaking down walls, you know, every day, which I think is a positive and benefit for everyone involved.
Hey, Kevin, it's Ben Gessling from ESPN. Hi, Ben. There's been a lot said, I guess, about your relationship with Adrian Peterson and kind of the way things went last season. Now that you're in this role, I guess, can you comment on your relationship with him and how this affects it and kind of what went on last season, what your role was like, and
yeah,
everything that just happened with him?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, here's my feeling. I think our organization and individuals in our organization, from, you know, Ziggy Wolf to Mark Wolf to Coach Zimmer to Rick Spielman, have made it very clear that they all would welcome, you know, Adrian back. You know, once he gets all the open items resolved with the league, and I feel the exact same way. I mean, I've had an opportunity to work here with the Vikings, as I said, for 10 years and getting ready to start, I mean, 10 seasons, getting ready to start my 11th season. You know, Adrian has spent his entire career here. And he has not only been a absolutely phenomenal football player and a joy to watch. I've been fortunate to watch every single game, both preseason and regular season, that he's played in a Vikings uniform. Also, he's been a phenomenal individual in our community. He's done so many good things that the public and the media have heard about, and then there are a lot of other things that he does on a very quiet and personal basis. And so from you know, my feelings about Adrian, I have great respect for him as a football player and as a person. He's part of our Vikings family. I would welcome him back with open arms. And as I said, I don't think he ever left anywhere. He's still a member of our team. And so a lot of the issues or a lot of the things that have been said, it's probably not appropriate to even comment and respond to you know, things that have been said or whatever. But I can tell you my feelings about Adrian are very positive. They've been positive every day that he's been here with the Vikings. I look forward to having him have an opportunity to play again. And as Mark Wolf said yesterday, you know, once he gets everything resolved and is in a position to play, he is an absolutely incredible football player, and he's a great community ambassador, and he's been great for the game of football. So I hope that he finishes here his career here in Minnesota. I hope we can win multiple Super Bowls together, and I hope I can attend his Hall of Fame induction in Canton one day many years down the road. So I hope that sets it straight of how I feel about Adrian Peterson.
Kevin, if I could jump in, I know you touched upon it. Is that kind of unfair, the way you've been characterized then? There was a Pro Football Talk article that's up today speculating that your promotion could stand in the way of Peterson coming back, and then it also referred to an Adam Schefter of ESPN saying that you were the alleged person standing in the way of Peterson when he told USA Today that somebody was working against him. Is that all of that stuff inaccurate, would you
no,
say?
No, Chris, I totally understand, and I'm kind of one of those individuals. I don't take, you know, things that people say or write personally. I just know people are trying to do their job. So I think I made it very clear how I personally feel about Adrian, how our organization feels about him. You know, Mark Wolf made it very clear yesterday, and as I said, reiterated. And at the end of the day, you know, a lot of these decisions, you know, from a football standpoint or ownership standpoint, you know, they're decisions that have to be made every year. But I can just speak for me on behalf of me, my personal feelings, and in my position here. Last year was a complicated year at all levels or various levels. But again, I just want to make it very clear, you know, once Adrian gets all of his items resolved with the NFL and is free to play again and rejoin our franchise, then I think it's good for Adrian. It'd be good for us. It'd be good for all the Vikings fans. It'd be good for our community, and it'd be good for the NFL.
Kevin, Matt Pencil here.
Now, in terms of, will you still be overseeing the legal affairs aspect of it, or will the team hire someone to kind of look over that as you kind of shift your attention elsewhere?
Yeah, well, Matt, I think what happens here is that, you know, it's obvious we have an excellent legal department. We have three excellent lawyers who work in our department, and, you know, we're going to, back to what I said to the staff earlier today, we're going to empower people, to give them the resources to do what they have to do. Quite naturally, I will still have oversight over the legal department, you know, some of the major items, you know, whether that's negotiation of certain sponsorship agreements or stadium-related legal issues or, you know, whatever the case may be, I will always still, you know, be involved with those issues. I mean, and then as this position evolves and we see what we need, then we'll make the determination on, you know, do we hire, you know, another lawyer. But again, I'm very pleased with the three lawyers that we have in our department, Josh Goldenberg and Amber Hodson and Ashley Ingalls. They're hard workers. They're smart. Fortunately, they've been with us. All of them started as interns, and we push them pretty hard. They're trained, and we've tried to set up really good systems. So, you know, for now, this will kind of evolve, and on the major legal issues, I still will absolutely be involved from that standpoint.
Kevin, it's Brian again.
Hey, Brian.
I know you had a brief moment with Adrian in the courtroom on Friday after the hearing, in Judge Doty's hearing. I'm just curious, what did you try to convey to him there?
Well, you know, nothing. As I said, I mean, he's a member of the Vikings family, and then when I see members of the Vikings family, I just want to go up and either give them a hug or shake their hand and let them know, you know, it was good to see him, that he looked good. So, you know, I respect the NFL. I respect the NFL process, and I respect the fact as far as, you know, communicating with players that are in his status. So, you know, we're going to abide by the rules. But, again, when I see a Vikings family member, I will definitely want to acknowledge him and had a chance to shake his hand and tell him it was good to see him and that he looked good. So, and I did, you know, as you know, I did attend the hearing, and we'll see how that turns out.
Hey, Kevin, it's Ben Gessling again.
Hey,
can
Ben,
you just kind of give us a timeline of how this all came about and what kind of got the ball rolling for your promotion here?
Well, you know, I think, again, until things are formalized or finalized, that's kind of when I say it happened. So I was, you know, probably formally notified by, you know, ownership yesterday. I mean, I know there's been some discussions, but, you know, those things happen, and, you know, throughout, you know, just kind of always. But I was formally notified that Mark wanted to have a staff meeting today and introduce me to the staff. And so, it came together at the end, you know, very quickly. And, again, one good thing about it is that working here for 10 seasons is not you know, it's not the same as me coming into an organization if I was coming from a different franchise and trying to know people. I know these the people that work at the Vikings. I mean, they're wonderful people. You know, we have personal relationships. We have business relationships. Our senior executives, you know, from Rick Spielman and Rob Brzezinski and Lester Bagley and Steve LaCroix and Steve Poppin, you know, Coach Zimmer and John Wilf, you know, Mark and Wilf and Ziggy Wilf and Lenny Wilf. I mean, the senior management here is fantastic. And so when you think about, you know, the time that I've spent working with, you know, with our senior management, you know, we're close. We have a close business relationship, but and we're honest with each other. So I think we will continually work well together. They've done an incredible job. I'm glad to be part of them on a going forward basis. And one of the things I think I shared this morning, I've been fortunate to enjoy a Super Bowl, you know, victory with the Rams in January of 2000. And one of the things that will really that is a focus of mine every day. I think about it when I wake up, and every night I think about it before I go to bed. Is to do whatever I can within my power, in a manner, you know, filled with class and integrity and hard work, to put a Lombardi Trophy in our lobby. Just, you know, for Coach Grant, Fred Zamberletti, and Paul Wiggins, you know, all of our staff people, all of our fans, not only here but around the world. And so that's something that I'm just passionate about doing it. I'm going to work hard. We're going to keep each other accountable, and we're going to do everything. And I will be so happy for the individuals in our organization and in this great state, when we can put a Lombardi Trophy, hopefully more than one, but at least one, in the lobby at Winter Park.
All right, guys, one last question here.
Kevin, one more thing on Adrian Peterson, talking about wanting him back. Is it realistic that he can return to the Vikings making $12.75 million and a $15 million cap hit on his current contract?
Or Chris, I respect that question, but that is definitely a question that Rick Spielman and Rob Brzezinski and Coach Zimmer are better suited to to answer when it comes down to the pure football decisions and the salary cap question. So.
All right, thanks very much, guys. Appreciate you guys all jumping on.
I appreciate the time. I look forward to seeing you all. And, again, I want to keep the lines of communication open with you all and be able to hear the, answer any questions in the future that you have as far as these issues come up. So, again, thank you very much. Have a wonderful day. Jeff, Lester, thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Congratulations,
Jeff.
Thanks.